and welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Monday, May 27th. I forgot last week. I don't know why I didn't do this, but sometimes because it's become such a part of my life, it's sort of ingrained. I didn't even think about how it is considered by some that it's special that we're here live on every holiday that there is. Every single holiday, if it falls between Monday and Saturday, this program airs live. As it airs live every morning, there's never a repeat. There's never a sense that we are... What is the old expression? We were here yesterday, but we're gone today. Or here today and gone tomorrow, whatever that is. So happy to have the opportunity to spend time talking about our Memorial Day celebrations, if that's the right word, festivities. I'm never comfortable actually using those two terms because this isn't really a celebration. And it ought not to be a festivity. This is very serious stuff. Thinking about the men and women who have given their lives, this is about those who have passed. This is not about those. Veterans Day is for those who are alive, to appreciate them. But Memorial Day is about those who have given the ultimate sacrifice, paying tribute to them. I thought the PBS special last night, how many of you saw that? The tribute to Charles Durning, I thought, was especially moving. I thought some of the music was moving. There's a certain amount of old shoeness or old hatness to having Joe Mantegna and Gary Sinise be the host. It's okay. There's not much... You know, there's not much new that Ed Harris added to it. I always like to see Colin Powell, and some of the music was great. The lady who won American Idol and the attention that she got, I thought that was kind of interesting, too. Markedly absent was the president. I don't know whether the presidents. I'm trying to remember back to some of the other presidents who may or may not have been on these at these events. I do think that it's appropriate for the president and members other than those who are in the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the people who are associated with the military, of course, to be there. It just seems that it would have been a good touch. At any rate, your thoughts and calls, comments are welcome, 888-302-3684. Oftentimes on days like this when we do the program live, we hear from new people, different people, not that, frankly, I say this lovingly, it's not my bent to go. You hear a lot of radio programs where they're the same callers and they have the same sorts of things to say. I don't encourage that because we have such a broad and wide audience, and not only in terms of people, but of ideas. This program has never been a philosophical program. Once in a while, you know what I'm thinking. And I give thanks for those who have given their lives because I think that's part of what they have protected. So the veteran who serves us has helped us in many instances. I don't think that's the case in Iraq, and I don't think it's the case in Afghanistan, and I don't think it's the case in many of the things that have been a part of the warring factions during my lifetime. It certainly, however, can be said, and I think that was the thing about the PBS special, most of the tribute was to the men and women who are still alive that served in World War II. But you think about it, I'm going to be a little philosophical here for a moment. Looking at those faces, whether they were there to pay tribute or the faces of those who have gone, the stories that Durning told, for example. If you did watch this and you want to share some thoughts, you were in the service, please feel free. This is a welcome place for you. 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler is not here today. So in this circumstance, I'm going to work my way through a number of things in terms of radio and television in the last 24 hours that have been monitored by my staff so that you can get a sense or a feel as to what's going on this Memorial Day. But at any rate, the point that I'm sort of engaged in here, I'm very much taken back by the stories. Not that they're new, because they are. I mean, I've certainly heard them from people in my family of what went on, the horror. And there's a couple of movies that were part of that some of our more recent past that told a story of either families or particular circumstances, events. You go back to the era of Patton, when they didn't really show you the grit of war. There were a lot of, you know, explosions and stuff, but you never really saw some of the things that Durning described last night. and very powerful. And he wasn't alive. I'm talking about excerpts that came from his previous involvement in this this acknowledgement and this. Again, I'm not comfortable with festivity or celebration. Acknowledgement, probably the most important word. And if you hear in my tone something very somber, I think that this is a very somber day. It gives us cause to think about not only those who have gone, but the reason that they've gone and how it is that much of what goes on is so artificially created. And yet men and women still stand up and say, I want to be a part of this. I think it's important to serve my country. Now, that's tough stuff. And so as we think about all of this stuff, perhaps, as a matter of fact, Evan, let's listen for a minute to cut 302 from the State of the Union yesterday. Candy Crowley talking with Joe Mantegna about how his life and the events of the past 12 years or so that he's been involved in this Memorial Day event have shaped his view of the military.
So 12 years ago would put us right kind of very close to 9/11. How has it changed for you, first of all, your view of the military, or has anything changed for you in the last 12 years?
Yeah, a lot has changed for me, certainly my appreciation for our military. Unfortunately, it almost took an incident like 9/11 to, in a way, galvanize the country into understanding that we're not this isolated little island that safely stands alone from the problems of the rest of the world. And so, you know, I'm old enough to have grown up through the Vietnam vet generation, and I saw how, in a way, those vets were kind of like shunned and mistreated, and kind of people just wanted to forget and kind of pretend it just didn't happen and wanted that whole thing to go away. And there are a lot of people that suffered as a result of that. And so I think over these, for me especially over these past 12 years of being involved with this concert, an understanding in my mind that Memorial Day is our most important holiday because it's the holiday that allows us to have all the other holidays. Without that, we don't have a country. There's no reason to celebrate anything without the sacrifices our military has made for over 238 years. So that's what it's done.
Interesting thoughts, don't you think? 888-302-3684. Don't hesitate. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Feel free to share your thoughts. I have some thoughts that I want to share with you, things that bother me about how veterans are treated, and in a moment. As Good Day continues on Memorial Day, 15 past the hour.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, You're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Mom, I had the best dream! Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
888-302-3684, the Doug Steffen Good Day Program, Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day, last Monday of the month of May, so it floats. The day is a day that, in many circumstances, bothers me, especially when I watched last night the concert and was thinking as the person in charge of the National Guard, the part-time soldier who has given as liberally as the full-time soldier when called up. And yet there is an obscenity that isn't discussed. Last night, frankly, when I'm starting to think about this, I'm thinking, how many of these people who are up there understand or know how many men and women have claims as a result of having that uniform on against the government, because the government isn't doing what it's supposed to do? Returning veterans facing long waits for disability claims. The waiting times have been increasing in the last 4 or 5 years, starting when the troops were withdrawn from Iraq, causing a dramatic uptick in the first-time filers. The data found that in most regional VA offices, not only did waiting times increase, but they varied dramatically with one location, 508 days in Baltimore, for example. That's almost 2 years. 134 days in Fargo, North Dakota. The national average now stands at about 11 months, which is dramatically higher than in 2000 when it was 116 days. Claims sent to the VA's Boston office take on average 411 days to process. That's more than 13 months before the average claimant gets a decision. The backlog has also partly been blamed on the VA still messing around with old claims. It's pretty outrageous when you get right down to it. The Secretary of Veterans Affairs pledges that the VA will end its enormous backlog in the next 2 years. Why is there a backlog? Why? Why aren't there enough people there? We certainly have a bloated bureaucracy in plenty of other areas in our government. So why isn't there enough of a focus on part of the administration, the people who are bureaucrats? This is completely not only unnecessary, it's not forgivable. These people have done what we asked them to do, and now we screw with them because we don't have enough bureaucracy. It's more than outrageous, and that's one of the real problems that bothers me about today. It's 21 past the hour. This is a good day program for Memorial Day.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves
Cruz plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's 23 and change past the hour on the Doug Steffen Monday program, May 27th. It is Memorial Day for 2013. Now we're going to go from that event to some of the other things that are going on conversationally in the country. I think that one of the big discussions that's been a part of the earshots from various programs over the past few days has been, in fact, the discussion of the Justice Department going after security, so-called security leaks. The Fox reporter, the CBS reporter, the AP, and all of the phone call stuff. Here's Chris Wallace talking to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina about the contradictory statements coming out of the Justice Department about the investigation of the so-called security leaks.
Senators, I want to start with the Justice Department targeting reporters and national security leaks. Here is what Attorney General Holder told a congressional committee a few days ago.
The focus should be on those people who break their oaths and put the American people at risk, not reporters who gather this information. That should not be the focus of these investigations.
But it turns out that Holder signed off on an affidavit for a search warrant in one leak case, and I want to bring that up with you. Here's what that affidavit said. There is probable cause to believe the reporter, in this case Fox News' James Rosen, has committed a violation of the Espionage Act, either as an aider, abettor, and or co-conspirator. And yet, Senator Graham, despite that clear contradiction between what Holder said and what he actually did, President Obama is asking the Attorney General to investigate his own actions.
Well, this would be a good time to have a special counsel come forward or some independent group to look at it. James Rosen is a lot of things, but a criminal conspirator he is not. We're beginning to criminalize journalism, and I think that should worry us all. But having said that, when classified information is leaked out in the public that can put our operations or American operatives in harm's way, we got to find a way to pursue that too. But this is clearly an overreach.
Senator Durbin, how can we expect Attorney General Holder to honestly review what in effect are his own actions? Isn't that by definition a conflict of interest?
Well, it's interesting that the Attorney General recused himself from the other case involving Associated Press because he believed there was some conflict inherent, and it may raise the same question in this case. But let's not forget, Chris, on Memorial Day weekend, what this is really all about. It is a question of classified information. Someone working for our government on our side violated their oath and disclosed that information to the press, and it happens with some frequency, I might add. But having done that, what is the government to do? if, in fact, that disclosure could endanger our military forces or those who are cooperating with us to fight terrorism. It is a constant tension between the government and our freedoms under the civil right, under the Bill of Rights, that we see playing out in both the Associated Press case and this Fox case.
But you talk about Memorial Day weekend. It's also about the First Amendment and the role, the very important role that the media play. Honestly, are you comfortable with the idea that the president has asked the attorney general to review the attorney general's own actions?
Well, you've raised an important point, and I heard Senator Graham call for special counsel. I'm not ready to do this at this moment. I'd like to know if Holder has any conflict in here beyond what we've heard when it comes to the Fox case. But here's the bottom line. The media shield law, which I am prepared to support, and I know Senator Graham supports, still leaves an unanswered question, which I've raised many times. What is a journalist today in 2013? We know it's someone who works for Fox or AP, but does it include a blogger? Does it include someone who's tweeting? Are these people journalists and entitled to constitutional protection? We need to ask 21st century questions about a provision in our Constitution that was written over 200 years ago.
Amen to that. They better be looking into this big time. 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Although the news headlines about cruising have been less than stellar lately, there is some good news on the horizon. The trend these days is bigger is better. Royal Caribbean just announced its new Quantum of the Sea ship. The ship will have 16 decks and fit more than 4,000 passengers. And there will be bumper cars and skydiving on board. The Breakaway from Norwegian Cruise Lines set sail this May from New York. It has an onboard ice bar and a water park with 5 full water slides. But if supersizing isn't your thing, you may want to look towards Viking Ocean Cruises, which will launch in spring 2015. They did river cruises, now they're going out to the oceans. The ships will fit only about 1,000 passengers, and the experience will be more about the destination than about all the onboard activities. And these ships can actually get into ports the bigger ships can't go. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, you're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about Dads and Grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus this extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker. Built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Good day, time is 33 after the hour. Welcome to what I hope will be a sunny day, but a serious day for those who want to take time and ought to take time. I'm not telling you what to do, but I've done it and I'm thinking of it. And this radio program is a dedication to those who are in uniform and who give the ultimate sacrifice, because that's what Memorial Day is all about. I'm interested in a story of this fellow, Richard Arvine Overton, who is 107 years old, saw many of his fellow soldiers fall in the line of duty in World War II, even more over the following decades. He doesn't like to make a lot of noise about who he is or what he did. Overton is believed to be the nation's oldest veteran. Says he spent the day on the porch of his home in Austin, Texas, with a cigar and a cup of whiskey. There we go. I don't know, some people might do something for me, but I'm happy just to be here. Sit down, rest, and think, he said. I'm not a young man anymore. Born May 11th, 1906, in Texas, got used to being the center of attention. In addition to being formally recognized by the mayor of Austin, he traveled to Washington as part of Honor Flight, a nonprofit group that transports veterans free of charge to memorials dedicated to their service. He was in the South Pacific, and also apparently he was at Iwo Jima, as a matter of fact. It was the first time he'd ever been to Washington. He said he was honored to be there. So there's the story of a man who, even though this is not about him because he's still alive, it's about those with whom he served. And the stories that he has, I'm sure, are legion. Anyway, there are other things going on in the world today. The war on terror, war, more. And see, that's sort of where I am with all of this. As much as we honor the people who put on the uniform, one wonders if those who say, as I do, that the way that their lives have been used seems to not have a purpose. And that's what bothers me so much about the men and women who have died in Afghanistan, men and women who have died in Iraq. They go back to Vietnam, if you will, any of these things. There's a long list of things that we've gotten ourselves involved in that just seem to have no point. because there was no decision. In World War II, it was decisive. It was necessary. It was honorable. We had to do what we did, even if there were a lot of political games and shenanigans that were played to get us in. It still was something that can you imagine what the world would be like if it weren't for the people who put on their uniforms for us and fought in World War II? I'm looking at some of the stuff that's going on now as the world changes. This idiot from Hezbollah, the powerful Lebanese militant group, committed his followers this weekend to an all-out battle in Syria to defeat the rebellion against the president there, who is a bloodthirsty, no-good, rotten bastard. And so you look at the, and that's just as clear as I can make it, Al-Assad is no good. Look, he's hundreds of thousands of his own people he's killed as this fight goes on. It's been going on for a couple of years now, right? So anyway, Hezbollah and the noise that comes from their leader, Hassan Nasrallah. You look at pictures of him and you want to stuff a sock in his mouth. This is something new because Hezbollah was founded to defend Lebanon against, involve itself in the fight against Israel. So now they're involved in some new phase, how Syria and what's going on with its civil war affects them. He says, quote, it is our battle and we are up to it. And so you wonder again about what in the world is going on there that we know or we don't know. I noticed that the second largest city in Lebanon, which is Tripoli, there has been a large insurgence, if that's the right word, or incursion is probably the better word, of people, there's a lot of refugee action because people getting out of Syria because they don't want to get killed in the fight. And so some of them going to Lebanon, and a lot of them are there and just sleeping on the streets. And the idea that there will be fighting going on there as some of the Syrian soldiers chase after them is pretty amazing, actually, when you get right down to it. So that's the sort of latest craziness from the Middle East. Let's go back to some of the programs that we monitor on radio and television to report to you on. One of the discussions this past week has been our shifting focus in the war on terror. Again, more war. And it's cause for thought, isn't it? I mean, think about all the wars that we get ourselves involved in. So the president seemed to have changed the drone policy, and this is another whole can of worms. The discussion back and forth, couple of different senators involved in the Sunday morning programs. From ABC's This Week, Martha Raddatz talked to Senator Rand Paul about the president's changes and whether this alleviated Senator Paul's fears about how drones are being used.
Did the president address all your concerns about drones?
Well, I was pleased with his words, and I was pleased with that he did respond to this. However, there still is a question in my mind of what he thinks due process is. You know, due process to most of us is a court of law. It's a trial by a jury. And right now, their process is him looking at some flashcards and a PowerPoint presentation on Terror Tuesdays in the White House. For a lot of that, us, that's not really due process.
Well, one of the things the president did say is there will be rules for the drone strikes. He said targets pose a continuing imminent threat, only near certainty, no civilians hurt or killed, and not used to punish terrorists. That seems like a change.
Yeah, but a lot of what's very important to myself and others is what the law says and how you should approach this. For example, it's not good enough to us that he's not using a power. We want him to assert that he won't, that he doesn't have the power. For example, last year we passed legislation that I voted against and many civil libertarians opposed, and that's detaining citizens indefinitely without a trial and sending them to Guantanamo Bay. Now, the president said he won't use that power, but we think a president who really believed in civil liberties would have vetoed the bill and not signed the bill.
I want to go back to the drone strikes for a moment. They also revealed this week for the first time publicly that four Americans had been killed in drone strikes, including Anwar al-Awlaki in Yemen. Should he have not been targeted by a drone?
My preference would be that when an American commits treason, particularly if they're not actively involved in a battle, if you're an American fighting with the Taliban, you're going to be shot with no due process. That's
but,
what
but
happens
how do,
in
but
war.
But how do you go and after someone like Halaki
America,
if you can't get him?
Let me finish my point. Let me finish my point so I can we can have a discussion. But if you are conspiring to attack America and you are a traitor, I would try you for treason. If you don't come home for the trial, I would try you in absentia. And then the death penalty has been used repeatedly throughout our history for treason. But a judge looks at evidence, and that's something that separates us from the rest of the world, is that we adjudicate things by taking it to an independent body who's not politically motivated or elected.
Senator Rand Paul, talking about the change in drone policy, amongst other things. Your calls on this at 888-302-3684. Moving over to Face the Nation on CBS, Bob Schieffer talked to Senators Tom Colburn and Chuck Schumer about the same focus, the change in the drones and the war on terror.
The president declared last week that it's time for the war on terrorism to end. He said, like all wars, it has to end. Senator Colburn, do you think the war on terrorism is over? I don't think the president said it was over, but he said we have to start bringing it to an end. What was your reaction to his speech?
Well, I see a big difference between a president saying a war's at the end and whether or not you've won the war. We can claim that it's at an end, but this war is going to continue. And we have still tremendous threats out there that are building, not declining, building. And to not recognize that, I think, is dangerous for us in the long run and dangerous for the world.
Senator Schumer?
Yeah, I think no one can dispute how strong the president's been on this war on terror. What he's saying is there's a new phase. We've been largely successful at dealing with al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and Pakistan. That's not over. There are new types of threats that we have to be vigilant about. But he said under this long-term war on terror where small groups of individuals can hurt us, we need some rules. We need some rules. We need some transparency. So American citizens and the citizens of the world know we're not just going willy-nilly. I think under scrutiny, what they've done will hold up very well. But having transparency, having rules, and engaging other activities other than military to help curb the war on terror, diplomacy, economic sanctions, and things like that, is going to be useful as well. So I think the president did a very, very smart pivot, realizing we're not going to let up on terrorists, but at the same time we're going to meet the changes in the world.
The terror threat that led to September 11th has been defeated. The president is right to say the U.S. should move on. Yes or no? 888-302-3684. We'll have, there was one of the other things that came out is about 80% of people who are focused on this didn't really listen to what he said with regard to drone policy. They're interested in the focus at Gitmo. The president restarted his intention to close Guantanamo Bay. So if you have some thoughts on that, you're welcome to share them with us. Also, an email came from a fellow named Bob who wanted me to know that the president was in Moore, Oklahoma yesterday to tour the area hammered by the tornado. He went yesterday morning and was on his way back last night. Because I said earlier in the program, I wondered where he was, why he was not on the mall, why he wasn't at the event, the national concert, if you will, for Memorial Day. And the reason he wasn't is because he was on his way back from his visit to Oklahoma. All right, so there you have that. If that works for you, fine. It's an explanation, and I'm happy that we had that information. 888-302-3684 at 15 before the hour. This is the Memorial Day Good Day program.
It's time to buckle in for Sears Super Memorial Day Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like up to 30% off appliances. Wow. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get an extra 5% off appliances with your Sears card. This is one Memorial Day ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 523 through 62.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
When someone suffers a stroke, minutes count in getting medical attention. A recent American Heart Association journal study found that more than a third of stroke patients don't arrive to the hospital by ambulance and don't get the treatment they need. Dr. Jeff Saber, director of the Comprehensive Stroke Center at UCLA and an American Stroke Association volunteer.
Stroke is a medical emergency. Call 911. It's the quickest way to get to a hospital that can provide advanced stroke care.
Actress Cheryl Lee Ralph's friend had a stroke.
Fortunately, someone knew the stroke warning signs and called 911. My friend got treated quickly. Everyone, learn to recognize a stroke and call 911. Remember, fast. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. And T, time to call 911.
A free mobile app can help you recognize a stroke and call 911. Learn more at strokeassociation.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Imagine a huge stadium filled to capacity and you're on the field with a microphone.
With an important life-changing message.
But only 60 seconds to announce it. What would you say? If you want people to listen and take action, you need a message that's well thought out, attention-getting, and convincing. That's where Radioactive Media comes in. We're the experts in harnessing the strengths of radio advertising to craft a powerful message for your business. We create hard-hitting, profitable campaigns that air on the top local and national radio programs, reaching potentially millions of new customers. Whether you're a Fortune 500 company with a weekly budget of hundreds of thousands of dollars or a well-funded and financed new startup with a budget as low as $8,000 a week, we can help. Give us a call for a free marketing analysis at 800-559-RADIO. Radio is one of the most cost-effective means to reaching your customers. Call 800-559-RADIO. That's 800-559-RADIO. 800-559-7234. Or on the web at radioactivemedia.net.
Evan's Good Day program. Republicans are slamming the president's push to move away from a war footing and recalibrate the counterterrorism strategy in our country, which I think I'm not a big fan of Obama's. I don't have to say that. I sort of feel like I have to apologize for saying something good about him because of the state of some of the radio minions that listen and are critical. Ah, that guy's no good. Well, you know, he's not a great president, and I don't support most of the stuff he does, but I think moving away from all of this nonsense, it'll be interesting to see if it applies when it comes to the TSA, because that's all part of supposedly the counterterrorism needs of our country. Meanwhile, there are people who would like to respond to the president's restated intentions to close the prison at Gitmo. Here's Cindy in Wyoming, who's aghast it's not already closed down.
I'm just amazed that we have not closed this facility before. It should never, ever have been opened. And I am fully behind the president's attempts to try to close it again. I think he's going to run into opposition, and I'm not quite sure why. We have a number of those folks down there that are on hunger strike, and some are being force-fed. Now, there's no reason that they cannot be transferred to the countries that they're supposed to be. Yemen has agreed to set up, you know, reintegration plans, and I think this should go forward as quickly as possible.
interesting back and forth. I noticed that Bob Dole was on yesterday. I haven't seen him in a long time. He looks so old. But I was talking about gridlock and how important it is to end it. He's right about that.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Memorial Day. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program live with your calls at 888-302-3684. At the moment, our focus, and probably for the rest of the hour, is on the closing of Guantanamo Bay. Last week, the president was talking about the drones and the war on terror and things like Guantanamo Bay. A lot of people are surprised it's not already closed. People that are not close to the news cycle don't pay a whole lot of attention to it. So let's continue with some more thoughts here. Listening in Louisiana is caller Yolanda, and I think she'll probably agree, if I'm looking at the summary here, with the rest, that it's time for this thing to be closed down.
I believe that Guantanamo Bay should be closed. You have the sequester where things that would benefit Americans are not being benefited because Congress keeps saying the money. Cut spending. Close Guantanamo Bay. That would be a saving of money. And then you have people that are in prison who have not even been convicted of a crime. We don't do that in America. And if we're going to start doing it to anybody we want to pick up, then think about Americans always traveling, going to other countries. That can come back to bite America. Because then they would have the option to pick up anybody, throw them in prison, and then just say, we're going to hold them. When you do something, you have to be careful because they will come back to bite you. And the President Obama is right. Close Guantanamo Bay.
In this circumstance, ma'am, you may be right. 888-55, whoops, got to get the right number on the air. 888-302-DOUG. Here is Terrell from Florida. Not sure about the president's competence when it comes to this issue.
First of all, let me just say that our president has absolutely no military experience, and I feel that he doesn't have the credentials to make such decision on what's going on in Guantanamo Bay. I also hear a lot of the Democrats and independents squawking about trials and whatnot on the line. You know, this is not an issue of whether or not they need to be brought to America. This is an issue for the justice system on whether or not due process is being followed according to the Constitution. And I hear a lot of people also saying that they would not want to be held in another country for a certain amount of or a long period of time without having been tried. Well, this is not like you're going on vacation. These people are criminals, terrorists of the highest caliber that have plotted and actually have gone out and done attacks on America with foreign allies. Okay, so these are not your little Boy Scouts, your little mischievous children around the corner or whatnot. These are not your little boys hanging out on the corner. Okay, these are terrorists who spend their entire lives based on religious principles, something that they truly believe, you know, to destroy America. Well, what we need here, my friend, is we need a bipartisan military agreement. We need these people to come together, military officials, generals who have been there, maybe people who have actually been prisoners of war, not a president without any military background. President Obama is simply parading his buddies around, you know, like this is a high school fashion show, like he's running for class president.
All right, so in the tradition of this program, I'm interested in both sides of the issue. We had two callers who were on the side of the president, closing Gitmo. That gentleman is against it. And I think David in Paris, Texas, also listening this morning, is against it. David, go ahead. You have the floor at the moment.
Like I was telling you, it's the only means we have of interrogating the enemy. The liberal idiots out there that keep calling you want to close Gitmo, are full of it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know. They don't understand the enemy.
What do you understand?
That the enemy is the enemy, and the enemy is sometimes within. Like Khrushchev said, we will destroy you from within.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right, sir. Thanks for the call. 888-302-3684. Here's Danielle from Tennessee, who's back on the president's side on this.
Okay, my issue is if the president feels like that we need to close it, then go ahead and close it. The president can't get anything through if us as American people don't back him. And for those who feel like that it should stay open, then they need to have some better things in place. Just because they're detainees or terrorists does not mean that they don't have rights as well. So, but my thoughts is if we close it, there's more money that the American people don't have to throw down the drain to hold people in jail and just have them sitting there because they're not being tried. So what is the purpose of them being there if they're not going to be tried?
All right, so some interesting and important conversation. That's a good conversational thread for Memorial Day. I say hello to the folks listening on Guam today, people in Somerset, Kentucky, Columbia, Missouri, Wolfboro, New Hampshire. Good to have you on board listening to our special holiday edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on health care? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.